and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
Friday night in hell. So I'm sitting around the apartment on Friday night, cleaning my phone. And you can keep your smart-ass comments to yourself, thank you very much. Suddenly from up the street, a party erupts with a Beastie Boys Sabotage, blaring out at a volume that could cause sterility in cows. Great. The Beastie Boys. Manhattan Beach is a breeding ground for USC Business School grad students, and on Friday night they like to kick off the sterile conformity of their weekday existence, and slip into the sterile conformity of their weekend existence. If you walk by a bar, you can count 2 dozen identical couples standing out front waiting to pay $10 to be in a room where it's too loud to talk and too crowded to dance. At least it's sabotage and not fight for your right to party starts up. Get the anthem of the drunken moron. There's a bunch of them out on the balcony singing along, swilling the latest random concept beer. Ice draft dry light or something. At least it's not a country song starts up. What the hell is going on here? Now I know some people who like country music, and da one, they're intelligent, thoughtful folk. But something about the whole concept rubs me the wrong way. Maybe it's the hats. And your typical line dancing crowd makes the Beastie Boys look like, well, let's say, it makes them look less like chimps. Any song that involves the word Chattahoochee should be banned by international agreement. It's ending. Thank God maybe now we can get on to fight for your right starts up again. It and the country song are repeated back to back for the next 20 minutes. If I kill them, all I could sell their clothes.
The text of the story is available at yod.com. Theme music provided by Silence is Sexy under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.